Those changing speed limit signs on the Schuylkill Expressway have been in service for about a year and a half now. So we wanted to know if they're making the road safer, helping traffic flow. KYW's Mike DiNardo has an early look at the data.
PennDOT's analysis of crashes and travel times says the variable speed limit system is showing encouraging signs. The changing speed limit signs are designed to meter traffic ahead of congested areas to reduce the risk of collisions. PennDOT data for the last half of 2021 show that crash totals in Montgomery County decreased each month, and PennDOT's Dave Adams says traffic flow between Route 202 and Route 1 was slightly better, with overall travel times down a minute and a half eastbound and 30 seconds westbound.
So far, we've been seeing reduction in travel time, which is a good thing.
Adams says that could be an indication drivers are getting used to the system. We asked some in King of Prussia if they obey the variable speed limits.
If the road is clear, I don't. They kind of act like traffic warning. Like if I see the speed limit's lower, I'm like, okay, it's probably slower up ahead.
I do, because I know something's ahead.
I obey more like sort of the rule of the road in that as I flow with the traffic.
Adams stressed this is only the first 6 months of data, and a better evaluation requires 3 to 5 years of information. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.